Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. authorities are investigating Saturday's clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, between the white supremacists gathered there and counter-protesters that turned into deadly violence. President Trump said he condemned many sides in the protest over the proposed removal of a monument to a Civil War Confederate general. Northwestern University scholar Kevin Boyle said America's Civil War was about more than slavery, as often it has been described.
The Civil War was tangled up with questions of federalism and questions of states' rights, but those wouldn't have become questions that would have divided the country and caused a civil war, except to the extent that slavery drove the debate.
White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the incident meets the definition of terrorism. The top U.S. general, Joe Dumford, is on the South Korean peninsula as an annual U.S. and South Korean military exercise risks further increasing tensions with North Korea. Meantime, China announced today it will cut off imports of North Korean coal, iron ore, and other goods in 3 weeks under the U.N. sanctions imposed over the North's nuclear and missile programs. Suspected Islamic terrorists opened fire at a restaurant late Sunday in the capital of Burkina Faso, killing 17 in the second such attack on a restaurant that's popular with foreigners in the last 2 years. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. 2016, an attack on a hotel and a nearby cafe killed 30 people. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb claim responsibility for that raid. This is VOA News. United States is condemning the murder of 7 Syrian White Helmet defense workers, civil defense members in the rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets say unidentified gunmen shot the 7 members dead during a raid on their base west of Idlib City, no one so far claiming responsibility. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has rejected President Trump's talk of military intervention in response to the crisis in Venezuela.
Le expresé al vicepresidente Pence.
He said he told Pence the possibility of a military intervention should not be contemplated. U.S. Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday spoke about Mr. Trump's comments.
What I believe the president was trying to accomplish this week was to give the Venezuelan people hope and opportunity to create a situation where democracy can be restored in Venezuela.
Vice President Pence is in Colombia as part of a 6-day Latin America trip, including stops in Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Despite a grim account of his imprisonment, the mood was often joyful as a Canadian pastor freed from North Korean prison addressed the congregation at a Toronto area church. During his first public appearance since arriving home a couple of days ago, Hyun Soo Lim described his 2 years in isolation, where he said he did grueling physical labor that landed him in the hospital on several occasions. He also talked about being reunited with his family.
I'm so proud to be Canadian. And I'm so happy to meet my wife and my family.
Lim was sentenced to life in prison with hard labor for alleged anti-state activities, but was released on what the North Korean government described as sick bail last week. Pakistan has kicked off a day of celebrations marking the country's 70 years of statehood and independence. Festivities began today with gun salutes in the capital, Islamabad, and even in the 4 provincial capitals. Pakistan gained independence when the departing British left India and split the subcontinent in 1947, sparking one of the most violent upheavals in the 20th century. Scientists from the U.S. and Britain have found 4 planets slightly larger than Earth, and they are orbiting a star visible, they say, with the naked eye. 2 of the planets orbit in the so-called habitable zone, meaning surface water could possibly exist. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.